In Washington, there was a drama in the House of Representatives today. In a bipartisan vote, lawmakers reauthorized a program that gives intelligence agents the power to gather information about foreign terrorism suspects without warrants. But sometimes Americans' information is also captured. Minutes before passage, an amendment that would have added a warrant requirement for Americans' data was rejected in a tie vote. Let's bring in Leanne Caldwell. She's co-author of The Early 202 for The Washington Post. Hi, Leanne. Good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
So let's start in Congress and the debate over reauthorizing what's called the Foreign Surveillance Intelligence Act, or FISA. It was first passed after Watergate and the improper FBI surveillance of anti-Vietnam War protesters. One newer section of it, Section 702, sometimes results in the collection of electronic data on Americans. Here is House Intelligence Committee Chair Mike Turner, a Republican, urging lawmakers this morning to reauthorize FISA.
There is absolute constitutional protection of Americans' data. No one in this statute, there's no place in this statute where Americans' data becomes at risk.
So, Leanne, many lawmakers on both sides of the aisle rose to argue that this power should, in fact, be reauthorized. Tell us why.
So this part is a post-9/11 component to the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act that was an attempt to get better understanding of intelligence in overseas, of people who aren't U.S. citizens. And every time this section is reauthorized, there are always questions about civil liberties and when Americans are caught up in communicating with in some way with people overseas who are being surveilled. And so this time, it once again had the strange bedfellows of members, House members on the left with civil liberties concerns, and House members on the right with similar concerns. And this time it was the closest it came to passing. And it was the most, created the most obstacles for passage. It took House Speaker Mike Johnson four times to be able to pass this reauthorization. It finally passed.
Interesting.
And then an attempt to require warrants when Americans are caught up in this overseas surveillance, an amendment to that almost passed. It failed just because it was a tied vote, 212 to 212. It came that close despite heavy lobbying from the White House to kill this provision. Anyway, it did not pass, but the overall bill did advance to the Senate.
I see. You mentioned Speaker Johnson. He's making his fourth trip today to Mar-a-Lago to meet with former President Trump. Talk about this meeting and what juncture they find themselves at in their relationship at this particular moment.
Oh, yeah. It's a very complicated time for Speaker Johnson. Speaker Johnson has the weight of the job of the speakership in order to try to govern. Meanwhile, there are members of his conference on the far right faction of the conference who are frustrated with how he is governing, saying he is not governing as conservative as they would like. And so now Speaker Johnson is heading to Mar-a-Lago, where he is going to meet with Donald Trump, the presumptive Republican nominee who still has an enormous amount of weight and influence within the Republican Party. Apparently, they are going to be talking about election integrity. Speaker Johnson's office says that this meeting has been planned for weeks, and that it is not an attempt for Speaker Johnson to head to Florida to try to save his job, to get Donald Trump to influence those in the Republican conference who are frustrated with Speaker Johnson. But the reality is that this meeting is coming at an absolutely perilous time for Speaker Johnson when he is losing the confidence of a lot of members. And as he is weighing what to do with funding for Ukraine, which could come up as early as next week.
So much going on. Leanne Caldwell, thanks for breaking it down for us. Co-author of The Early 202 for The Washington Post. Leanne, thank you.
Thank you.